Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday. That's right, Billy, Wednesday.
Ooh, who got wed? Ness?
Woden's Day. It's Odin's Day, this middle of the week, February 13th of 2008, sir. Coming
yes,
at you
is.
Like Dom DeLuise pouncing on a plate of pork rinds over there, running the show, as always, my friend Billy Flynn.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Me? I'm the vicar.
Damn the vicar!
I got nothing really creative to say about myself today. I'm just the vicar.
Really?
Well, we got chock full of merchandise. We got chock full of stuff to talk about
true.
Today.
We
so
have a lot
I'm not
going to
waste time
down.
On talking about us, sir.
Oh.
Because no one cares. That's
really?
I'm sorry.
You think?
They just don't. I'm sorry. They don't. It's true.
I don't know. I kind of feel like... No, okay, you're probably right. It's
no,
just my own
don't.
Imagination. I'm building it up in my head.
Yeah.
That's what it is?
Okay.
Fine. The first step to admitting you have a problem? Wait. Conquering the problem is admitting you have a problem. So
know.
Now that we know that... We can move
yeah,
forward.
Yeah, well, you're
sir.
Moving around pretty well today. I mean, you've been bitching and moaning about being sore and hurtified from the gym all week
little
long.
A bit, yeah.
So look at you. You must be getting better, right?
Yeah. I was in the gym this
better?
Morning. You know, it was a little, it was like, you know, it's
you
chest and
thing.
Tricep day.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I was in the military. It's the only way I can do it.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot go any other time. If I do the rest of my day, I start getting slack and everything. I'm not going to no gym.
See, my wife got up half hour early this morning. The vicaress got up half hour early to get on the treadmill, which, of course, woke my ass up.
Right.
But I don't do that stuff till midday. I go about lunchtime.
Oh.
And I'm reversed from you. I do shoulders on Friday, but I reverse the other two. Wednesday for me is bicep and back. So.
Oh, weird.
Anyway, that's really
okay.
Not geeky. I don't know why we're talking about
kind
that.
Kind of it.
So
well,
never mind.
Okay.
Hey, if Ryan Reynolds can be buff.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And be a geeky
there's the
stuff
geeky connection
thing.
Right there.
Right,
there's
sir.
Our geeky connection. All right. Thanks for tuning in, kiddies, to Geek Radio Daily, where I know you rely on them their TV pages. Because otherwise, you ain't going to know what to look at.
I don't know. It's not like there's any kind of program guide or anything.
No, it's not like there's some book you can get like every week or whatever
no.
that tells you what's coming on.
They don't make those things.
That's madness.
Okay.
Fox
Our
Tonight,
house.
American Idol gets down to business. Business, Billy.
Really?
I'm a day behind. I ain't watched yesterday's Idol
Uh-oh.
Yet, so oh well. Anyway.
So, don't learn anything.
24 singers. Wow. A Freudian. I actually was about to say 24 strippers.
Wow, that's a show?
Huh.
I'd watch that show, sir.
24 singers are named, as always, 12 girls, 12 guys. American Idol Tonight.
Okay, right after it's Moment of Truth, the lie detector show. That I like that. Last night's Idol, 2 hours. Tonight, 1 hour, so we can get people trying to beat the lie detector.
Oh, was it two?
Yeah,
last
it was two
night.
Last night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
I'm
you got,
digging Idol now. I
if you don't
it,
watch it tonight, you're going to have 3 hours in toto.
See, that's
to
catch awesome. Up on. I could do that. Toto?
Yes.
Like the band or
yes.
the dog?
Yes, no, the band. I was okay. specifically going for the band.
We have a local band around here called themselves Little Dog 2.
Electric.
And local. Your Little Dog 2. Little Dog 2. That's a great name.
It is a good name. Right, it's
anyway.
Clever.
Frankie Muniz, how do you say his name?
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, all right. He's on a repeat of Criminal Minds tonight, playing
Ooh.
Once again a comic book artist. So
okay.
if you like Criminal Minds, you want to be over on CBS, there you go, watch
there
it.
There it is. Tonight on Discovery Channel on Mythbusters, Jamie and Adam, it's Viewer Special 2, where viewers submit their own things they'd like the Mythbusters to take a crack at.
Rock!
So that's kind of cool.
All right, over on Kashmir Mafia tonight.
Yes,
huh?
yes.
ABC Kashmir Mafia, there's something about a sex tape.
Oh!
A homemade sex video. Now, I don't really care about Kashmir Mafia. I mention it because it segues in with the fact that Wife Swap and Super Nanny are on earlier, and I can only hope that somewhere in there
that
is a
all...
Joe Frost sex tape.
You're a sad man.
I'm sorry, I love Joe.
History Channel tonight's taking a look at Monster Quest, Giant Squid Found?
Wonder
question
would,
mark?
Would she make me wear little short pants and sit in the corner?
Probably.
Yeah.
You're a sad man. VH1 tonight is showing 16 Candles. Someone
they
else
are
showed
indeed.
It 2 nights ago, and I that's weird. Or like last Friday.
Hey, BBC America? You ever watch some BBC America?
I do.
What's eating Victoria Beckham?
We're a PG show. I can't answer that question.
Hmm.
Okay, Disney Channel tonight showing Mulan, the underrated Mulan.
I like Mulan
film.
A lot.
Like
that's Ming-Na. Does she do the
Ming-Na
singing
Win.
Or just the voice?
I know she does the voice. I'm not sure about the singing.
I think that's somebody else doing
I believe
the,
so.
The singing.
It was
that.
Eddie Murphy.
I like that. Oh, it's Eddie Murphy.
It was Eddie Murphy.
All right.
Yeah, woo! Dragon, not lizard. We don't have that blah, 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 blah kind of thing.
My girl wants to party all the time.
Tonight, though, if I'm watching anything, I'm probably flipping over to CMT Country Music Television because the true life story of a mother-daughter singers and the trials and tribulations they went through. Tonight, Kathleen York stars in...
Stop it.
Naomi and Winona, Love Can Build a Bridge.
Starring Waylon Jennings and Marlon Wayans.
Oh, that would...
Huh?
That,
huh?
sir... No, it couldn't be any worse than Dungeons & Dragons. It really could
I would
not.
Watch that. You know, I'm not done. I'm going to tell you that
Go for it.
PBS tonight, your local PBS, somebody's running it because it's the Return of Masterpiece Theater.
Right.
However, it is the newly renamed Masterpiece Theater. In order to get in a hip, young, swinging, hepcat kind of crowd,
right.
they now call it masterpiece.
Oh, yes.
They've changed the music,
no theater,
too.
No.
They've taken away, I've heard, I haven't watched it, but I've heard they've changed masterpiece theater music, which, why would you do that? That is one of the few iconic decades-old pieces of TV music still there. Anyway, Pride and Prejudice. Again. Again.
Okay.
Do you need to do that again? The old BBC version with Colin Firth.
Firth.
Is a classic. And then the remake a couple of years ago with, God, I love her, Keira Knightley.
Right.
And it was also fantastic. Do we need another Pride and Prejudice? I think not, sir.
I would agree with you on that. No, we don't. But it's one of those things. They go for a tired and true classic and hope that fills the seats.
Hey, how about E! Entertainment Channel tonight, sir? The True Hollywood Story.
Jenna Jameson. I knew you were going to do that.
Is there anything we don't know?
Well, it depends on how many of her films you've seen.
Well, do they vary all that much?
Well, a little bit. You know, once you start becoming a big, huge name in those type of films, you don't have to do, like, the DVDA. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You just have to do some of that stuff.
Okay, I'm just saying. The ones I've seen, they've all been pretty similar. Granted, all right, they change a couple of parts.
You
only see it five minutes at a time. Well, sure,
okay.
5 minutes. You give me way too much credit. No, this time it's the copy boy who walks in. Oh, but in the next movie, oh, it's the Ups guy.
Hi, I'm...
Hello there. What can Brown do for you?
Hey, I'm here to fix your plumbing.
Damn.
Wait, I'm still dealing with the UPS man.
Yeah, all right.
That's
anyway,
all right.
Fine. All right, that's our TV for this. I don't even know what the hell this is. 13th day of February.
That's what it is.
We've got some news on the way. Also, we're talking about, the comic book releases today, sir.
All
right, we're going to do that in just a minute here. This February 13th, Wednesday episode of Geek Radio Daily.
Beneath the streets of San Francisco, they are waiting. Hoping you stay out a bit too late, to drink a bit too much, and stumble home alone. If fortune smiles upon you, they kill you where you stand. But if you're unlucky, they drag you down into the tunnels to meet their queen. Nocturnal is a free podcast-only audiobook from Scott Sigler, the creator of the sci-fi thriller Earthcore and the number one best-selling horror novel, Ancestor. Go ahead, get your scare on at scottsigler.net. And look for Scott's major hardcover release, Infected, available from Crown Publishing, April 1st, 2008.
Alrighty then, Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, February the 13th of 2008. Note the propriety with which, the properness with which I did all that.
Oh, that's because you're getting ready for Masterpiece this evening.
That's right. Yes, Master Geek Theater. Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a bit.
Hey.
That's a bit waiting to happen.
Oh, and by the way, that's copyrighted Geek Radio Daily.
Hopefully, Scott Sigler, by the way, I'm hoping we can get Sigler on the show. I want to talk to Sigler about Nocturnal.
Okay.
Because I just started. I just downloaded the first two episodes.
Cool.
Anyway, neither here nor there. Let's talk geek news.
Absolutely, taking a look at the world of news from a geeky point of view.
I like that.
Will.
Now,
you
told me earlier, but I forgot. Who's going first?
I think I'm just going to go ahead and go
first. Okay, you do that.
20th Century Fox sued Warner Brothers on Friday over the upcoming comic book movie Watchmen.
Really?
According to The Hollywood Reporter, Fox claims that, quote, it holds the exclusive copyrights and contract rights to Watchmen. Fox seeks to enjoin Warners from going forward with the project, saying in the lawsuit that it seeks to restrain Warner Brothers from taking actions that violate Fox's copyrights. You see, Fox had developed Watchmen from 86 to 90, during which time Batman veterans Charles McCowan and Sam Hamm each took cracks at the script. The suit also claims that some of the rights to the project were assigned to the now-defunct Largo International, which in turn transferred those rights to the current Watchmen producer Lawrence Gordon. Fox claims neither Gordon nor Warners paid the agreed-upon buyout price to Fox if Gordon set up the project at any other studio.
I don't know what you just said, little boy, but you special, man. You reach out, touch a brother heart.
I think it's because Fox realizes this could make a bunch of money and they still want their share.
Probably.
That's what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So it's me. Well, more movie news. No, I'm not going to do that. First of all, just to get this out of the way, because it's all we've talked about for the last 9 months, the writer's strike is over.
Yes!
No last-minute shocks on Tuesday as the WGA voted to end the writer's strike that started November 5th by an overwhelming majority, 92.5% of voters in favor of ending the strike, according to WGA's website.
That's
so,
fantastic.
We'll deal with the fallout for a long time yet, but that is over and done with.
You know what that means?
What's
tonight?
That?
Tonight, new written Colbert Report and daily shows.
And with another tonight, it would have been a Genesis song.
Oh.
Yes.
We were going
yes,
for it.
That's right.
The NASA ESA Hubble Space Telescope, with a boost from natural zoom lenses, has found the strongest evidence so far of a galaxy with a redshift significantly above 7. What does that mean? It means that it's really, really, really old.
Wow.
It's like an incredibly old, old galaxy. What we're talking about is the, where'd it go here? This came out just out of the Dark Ages, a time shortly after the Big Bang, but before the first stars completed the reheating of the cold, dark universe. We're talking the possibly oldest galaxy, any kind of formation in the universe. The Hubble has found it.
Is that where the Watchers are?
I believe so, yes. And the Guardians also hang out not too far from
there.
They're
there, too.
They
play racquetball sometimes.
And bocce sometimes.
Right. Ooh!
They love the bocce, the Guardians.
I thought bocce was a language. Do you speak bocce?
It started as a language. It started as a game.
That's what you're going with.
That's what I'm going
That's
with.
That's your story. Okay,
bocce, dude,
fine.
I'm serious.
Okay, then fine. Avatar actor to play lead.
What?
Not, by the way, The Last Airbender.
No, Avatar, Last Airbender.
James Cameron. According to IGN UK, Australian actor Sam Worthington cast in the lead in Terminator Salvation, The Future Begins. Terminator 4. T4, that's right. We already knew Christian Bale signed up to play freedom fighter John Connor. Now Worthington's character Marcus, whom the three-film story arc revolves around. The actor also currently filming James Cameron's Avatar.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, McGee helming that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I was looking so forward to that.
Sorry,
until
man.
Then. Okay, now a warning for lonely people. Valentine's Day, of course.
Hey,
Valentine's Day, of course, is tomorrow, and you know, you might be getting some of those e-greetings in the mail from people that you don't know. And you know, this could be silly, but just in case you get an e-greeting from a stranger, don't open the e-card, okay? Just don't do it, because they're saying now that there is a Trojan horse attached to a bunch of these.
Great, that's what I need, another one of those things.
Oh, the stormworm, they're calling this.
Yeah.
That unsuspecting lonely people go, oh, look,
that doesn't even sound like something I
somebody
want.
Somebody sent me a Valentine's card.
Frank, it's the Frankalizer.
Oh, Frankalizer.
Hey! How are you, sir?
Going to walk into the room and...
I was going to get you to check over what this has done before I print it.
Yeah. Okay. Can you give me about 3.5 minutes?
Okay.
All righty, then.
All right.
So it's called the Stormworm?
The Stormworm. You open this up, you think you're getting an email, a family funny Valentine's card, maybe someone finally loves you. No, it turns out you've got worms.
Oh, no.
So you've got to be careful.
Damn it. It's like high school all over again.
All over again, sir.
Radio station, you know? Isn't a big red light outside the door that says on air?
Yes. Don't all come right. inside.
I'm just saying. All right, real quickly, ending months of speculation, Microsoft Game Studios VP Shane Kim, it's not a name.
It is
anyway,
today.
Has confirmed that Marvel Universe Online no longer in development.
They've slaughtered the Moor Pig.
It's out of there. It's not going to happen. Announced in 06, Marvel Universe Online planned to be released for PC and Xbox 360. No, not going to happen. They've gone through a bunch of legal problems, legal wrangling. A lot of money and time has been poured into this thing, and it is now not going to happen. So, sorry, you were counting on that Marvel Moor Pig. You're just going to have to log some more EQ time.
Guess we're going to have to keep our fingers crossed, call our good buddy Jim Lee, and see what's up with that DC one.
Hey, Jim, what's up? That's all I have for that. And by the way, I didn't bring my laptop in, so I have absolutely no comic book news. But are you ready to talk comics?
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
But of course I am, sir, because Wednesday, of course, new comic book day. Today from Antarctic Press, the Beowulf Color Trade Paperback Volume 1.
One!
Is out today, because Beowulf was a long story.
No, are they adapting the film or are they adapting the book?
No, I believe...
Because I heard it was a book first.
You know, that's... Some people did
that's
have...
That's what I read, yeah.
I believe it is just based on the book. I don't know if this is the same thing that you used to play, or maybe I've forgotten the name entirely, but Ape Entertainment today presents your Horrorwood Volume 1 trade paperback. Hmm. Is that your board game, Horrorwood? Was that it?
No, I think so.
Okay, then never mind. Forget that. Archie Comics, because I have to mention, Betty and Veronica, Spectacular. Number 81.
I want to read. I would read the Betty and Veronica Hot Tub Spectacular.
See, I'm waiting for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Boom Studios today has.
Boob Studios?
Boom, in boom, boom, shake the room. Will Smith raps happy.
Oh, they
Boom
do?
Studios has Fall of Cthulhu Volume 1 Fugue trade paperback, so that's good stuff.
How about
there.
Boom, 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 let's go back to my room? You remember that one?
Not exactly.
No? You don't remember that song? 87.
Maybe I'm blocking it out of my
87,
head.
Maybe. Anyway,
could
never
be.
Mind. Moving on.
Dark Horse Comics has issue 2 of Evil Dead of number 4. They're doing going back and doing just a mini series of the original Evil Dead stuff. The new issue of Goon is out.
I do like the Goon, Eric Powell's Goon. Good stuff.
The Hellboy novel Emerald Hell is out today. Not specifically a comic, but comic book related. I like that stuff.
Okay.
They also have Indiana Jones Omnibus trade paperback volume 1. The Star Wars Episode 4 New Hope photo comic for $10. Those better be some great photos, and if it's just still frames from the movie, seen it.
Probably is. Do you remember photo novels?
Yes.
Yeah, I liked those. I had the Love at First Bite photo novel.
Nice.
I did.
Okay, real quickly on DC Comics Booster Gold number 0. It's a 0 hour tie-in. Zero Hour came out like 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, so way to be on top of that. Countdown to Final Crisis number 11.
Time travels. What the hell?
Friday the 13th, Badland number 2. Green Lantern Corps number 21. JLA Classified. Superman 673. And Tiny Titans number 1. Oh. Tiny Titans is a cartoon show shown in the DC Universe of the Teen Titans when they were kids.
Rock!
That's just awesome. Dynamite Entertainment has the new Battlestar Galactica Season 0 out tonight. IDW Publishing has 30 Days of Night Beyond Barrow number 3 and the Doctor Who Classics number 3. Over at Marvel, Amazing Spider-Girl, Amazing Spider-Man's out, New Civil War Chronicles, Dead of Night featuring Man-Thing number 1 of 4 is out today, so you can get your Man-Thing going. New Avengers number...
That sounds dirtier than you intended it,
number
I think.
38, which is a Secret Invasion tie-in, is out, and the brand new X-Force number 1 premieres on Marvel stands today.
There you go, baby. Wednesday's Comic Day here on Geek Radio Daily. There it is. I was waiting for the cue.
You should never wait.
Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Networks, recorded at the WRAR Worldwide Studio Headquarters, high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia, where we have our man things ready.
To please you all?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Email us at podcast@geekradiodaily.com. And hey, you know what you can also do?
What's
you can
that,
also
sir?
Email us now at Billy Flynn or Vicar or John at geekradiodaily.com.
That's awesome!
Individually.
Huh?
And of course, be sure to subscribe through iTunes.
I'm gonna hit you with your own pimp.